All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. March 15th, right around the corner. Mark it down. You got to be at the Visualite Theater.
Got to be there. Now, who needs to be there? Anybody who has an interest in cinema, travel, adventure, or most of all, the sport of fly fishing.
Or a live band or a cold drink.
Or just show up to see some friends. And there'll be a whole bunch of friends there, too. There'll be some groups as well. Rocky River Trout Unlimited will be there, Carolina Fly Fishing Club as well. Project Healing Waters is going to have representation, as well as Women on the Fly, an all-women meetup group that celebrates the sport of fly fishing.
And so, I suppose the staff and management of Jesse Brown.
Oh, yes, sir. We'll all be on hand at the Visualite Theater in the historic Elizabeth Avenue area. The Visualite Theater, and we're going to talk to Bernie Brown from the Visualite Theater a little bit later on today's Carolina Outdoors. But in the meantime, you've heard us talk to several of the movie makers as they create, but now we're going to talk to the man who selects the films, puts them all together, and how the film tour has grown over the past 12 years. Can you believe it's been 12 years?
Yes, I can.
Straight out of the heart of Boulder, Colorado, we're going to invite Chris Keg onto the program. Chris, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning, fellas. Great to talk to you guys again. One of my favorite times of the year, getting to talk to the Carolina Outdoors boys.
Now, Chris, tell us where all this film tour goes, because it's not just the United States anymore.
No, I mean, we've been reaching out internationally. We certainly have a couple shows in the UK. South Africa has a big presence. We're looking, you know, we do a couple of smaller shows down Belize and Mexico. So, you know, we are trying to expand and get outside of it. And it's many thanks to people at Sims as well, because they have a pretty big international marketing arm. So they're kind of helping drive it and getting us kind of outside of the United States. And then, of course, we have Canada, which will do probably 25, 30 shows.
How are we coming along with North Korea?
Well, they haven't called back. You know, I put a call in, and Kim doesn't seem to be responding to my voicemails or emails. I'm sure they'll come through.
He threw a firecracker in your direction there. But
exactly.
Yeah, maybe this would help him out a little bit. We soften him up with a few films, you know, and maybe get him in a drift boat and drown him or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to promise what's going to happen.
Hey, Chris, you've been doing this a long time, and not to minimize the early beginnings of the fly fishing film tour, but will you talk to us a bit about how it's changed? Because the films have become more savvy. I guess sponsorship has grown with the film tour. Talk to us about the past 12 years of growth, how it's changed technologically as well with the fly fishing film tour.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like every year the filmmakers are stepping up. You know, the equipment's getting better. They're getting a little more portable, so they're able to get more interesting shots. Obviously, the drones have come on to an affordable price, so now filmmakers are really taking advantage of that type of technology, which is great for us because when you show the film on the big screen, it's a whole different visual medium. So anything that kind of changes the shots, anything that kind of, you know, mixes up the details of the story is great for us. So on the technology side, you know, we're seeing a lot of that. From the beginning, we're also seeing a pretty large influx of new fisher folk coming out to our films. You know, the female demographic's grown. But we've noticed this year, especially when we ask the question at the beginning of our films, you know, is this their first time to the fly fishing film tour? It looks to be about, you know, 30% of the people have never been to the film tour. And our assumption on that is that they haven't been fly fishing or they're very new to fly fishing. So with this kind of influx of folks and with the influx of different demographics coming into the sport, as well as kind of creating this younger, cooler attitude towards fly fishing, we're seeing kind of just the sponsorships, people get more involved, the partnerships are better, because the industry, at least from our end, and showing kind of entertainment value stories is coming along and it's growing. So we're pretty excited about it. You know, our our stops all across the United States are still growing in attendance. We're still in the constant problem of trying to find bigger venues, which will take all day.
Now, tell us a bit about the process of submitting a film, having it selected. How many people actually submit films for your consideration?
Yeah, so we probably get, you know, of quality submissions, you know, we probably get 30 to 40 quality submissions where we have to kind of weed through it and kind of figure out which one's going to fit. And that usually comes at the end of the summer. So kind of towards the end of the summer, people are usually shooting spring, summer, fall. So the submissions start rolling in. We usually ask for a trailer first, or, you know, just so we don't need to kind of let people make a 20-minute piece, you know, just kind of look at trailers and understand it. Because the way we choose films is, first and foremost, kind of we want to pick the best films. That's pretty obvious. But the other part of this is there's a pacing and mechanism to actually creating the reels. So you want different types of films. You know, you can have the slower, longer storytelling films, but you also want kind of those faster paced, exciting African tiger type of exciting pieces. So it kind of breaks up the show itself. We have to create a 2-hour event, not just a 2-hour movie. So we really do try to work on pacing, variety of fish, variety of locations. So there's kind of a lot that goes into the selection process. But first and foremost, we're looking for the best stuff out there. Second of all, how do we assemble it in the best thing that really will appeal to an audience across the whole entire United States and keep them entertained for 2 hours?
Okay, so that's the 30 best submissions. Tell us about the 30 worst. Somewhere in there, there has got to be something that is just hysterical and ridiculous.
Chris, don't tell him about that one I sent in brim fishing down in York County with my shirt off. Don't tell him about that one.
Well, the Bill Barkey piece was fantastic. That's kind of the best stuff we've seen, you know, in years. But the reality is, you know, we're also in a situation where we're trying to nurture younger filmmakers. So even this year, not to spin your question, but even this year we had a shorts film festival type situation where our sponsors got together, put together a little cash, and we had a little cash prize. And the reason for that is to try to get these younger filmmakers out there making fly fishing films. As you know, making fly fishing films doesn't have a huge distribution besides the fly fishing film tour, so we really have to kind of incentivize that. So I would say what I'm seeing, which is exciting, is I'm seeing these younger filmmakers, and the younger filmmakers have different techniques. You know, they have a different way of telling stories. They grew up in a different environment. They grew up with iPhones, iPads, Vimeo, YouTube. They have a different way of ingesting media. So it's nice to see kind of these younger filmmakers creating this style of film that we haven't seen in a while. So we've been blessed with kind of getting better and better films, but now we're starting to see change in style, you know, change in attitude, change in on how these stories are being told, which is very exciting for us because it keeps it fresh and makes us feel younger than we are.
Chris Kegg is our guest. He is the man who puts it all together, the Fly Fishing Film Tour, which is coming to Charlotte. Of course, it goes to 175 other locales as well across 8 countries. But on Thursday, March 15th, 5:30, we're going to have live music from the stage of the Visualite Theater. And at 7 o'clock, promptly, the movies will kick off. And Chris Kegg is the man who helps make it all happen. And, Chris, you kind of mentioned education, entertainment, information, encouraging it along, but it is a diverse group of films and types of films. In fact, from Michigan to Honduras, from Wyoming to Greenland, from the mind of a child to the heart of a musician, from the edge of your seat to the end of the earth and back. Do you have a favorite when you encompass all of those bits of what it takes to have a diverse, entertaining grouping of film? Do you have a personal favorite within the confines of this year's tour?
You know, I hate to play favorites because obviously it's a reality of what you like to see and what kind of associated with, especially in fishing. You know what I mean? You know, and I would say all the films are good, which is, of course, the PC way to say it. But my personal favorite probably is Beyond the Horizon, because it's a really well-made story. These are filmmakers who haven't been a part of the fly fishing film tour, so there's a little different energy to it. It's got a different feel. Keep in mind, I'm a little bit jaded, right? So I watch fly fishing films all the time. So I'm drawn to a little bit more of the story and how the story is being told in the editing and all the kind of technical stuff I really enjoy. And Beyond the Horizon has it all. Doesn't take away from any of the films. Bala, which is the Peace in Greenland, is probably one of the best edited films I've seen in a long time. It's very quirky, but it's very cool. And it's told through the daughter, Matilda, about her mother, Bala. And it's just a different way of looking at it. So this year, especially, we just have such a variety of different types of films. It's very exciting. So if you rephrase the question and said, as a film tour as a whole, what are you excited about? I would honestly say the variety of films this year are amazing. You know, everywhere from The Return of Hank Patterson, we've got a great piece on him kind of, you know, mocking the industry a little bit on how to make a fly fishing film tour from the Hank Patterson perspective, which is really funny. And then we have Bala, which is really well edited, Beyond the Horizon, which is longer, deeper story. The Tigerfish piece is just kind of in your face, rip and flesh type of cool situation. And then we have Landsick, which is a story of Chuck Ragin, which is just riddled with fantastic music. So I think there's something in there for everyone at the Visualite. I think they'll enjoy most of it, but they're going to come out with their own different opinions of what's their favorite and what isn't.
Yeah, that's part of the beauty of it. Chris Keg, thank you so much for joining us with the Fly Fishing Film Tour here on the Carolina Outdoors. We've got tickets on sale at Jesse Brown's, or you can contact flyfishingfilmtour.com and get them that way. Stay tuned for more of the Carolina Outdoors here on WBT.